Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Dalet. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Gimel and Beis at the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Leil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, the Neshamah Shav and Aliyah. So, what we're going to talk about today is the following. The Mishnah is going to talk about a very short Mishnah. It's going to talk about sending meat that still has the Gid Hanasha in it to an Ovid Kochavim. Are there any concerns with that? It's going to an Ovid Kochavim. Anyway, then the Gemara is going to talk about why are we not concerned that the Nachri will turn around and sell that meat to a Jew with the Gid Hanasha in it? So we're going to discuss what exactly the case is, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of Genevas Das. Chulin Tzadi Dalet is the Daf in Shas about Genevas Das, and Shmuel is going to have a teaching that Genevas Das is Usser even against an Oved Kochavim. We're going to discuss that. The Bryce is going to give four different examples of Genevas Das. The Gemara is going to tell a couple of stories related to hosts who were embarrassed about their food situation, one of which was related to Genevas Das, and it ends up in suicide because they were so embarrassed about their food, what they had to serve their guests. Then the Gemara is going to have a brisa which discusses dinim of food dealings with Ovdei Kochavim, a variety of different halachos about selling nevelos and trefos to Ovdei Kochavim and things of and Gid Hanasha and things like that. Then the Gemara is going to have three ways to resolve conflicting indications whether the Braisa is speaking about a case of Makom Shemachrizin or Makom Shein Machrizin. Apparently, there used to be fairly common that there were cities that all the butchers were Jewish and kosher butchers. But there were some places that had a minug that if on a day that that there was a trefa among or nevela among the in the shachtos, they would make a big announcement that there's a trefa and nevela today. So be careful, because they were going to sell that stuff to Ovdei Kochavim, so you got to be careful. And on in other places, they didn't make such announcements to be careful when they found a nevela or a trefa. So we're going to have a brisa that's not clear. Is it talking about a case of a makom shemachrizin or a makom shein machrizin? So we're going to have three ways of resolving that contradiction. And at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about the heter of inuhu dekamatu nafshayhu, that even though there's an issur of gnevas das, if the person is fooling themselves, they are being foolish enough to fool themselves rather than you really fooling them, then in such a case, Genevas Das is going to be mutter. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Tzad Gimel and Beis. Shaleich adam yarech lovi chavim shagir anasha betocha. A person is allowed to send a thigh to an ovid chavim, even though the gir anasha is inside of it, and you don't have to worry that the ovid chavim is going to turn around and sell it to a Jewish person with the gid, mibnei shemakomo nikar, because the makom of the gid is very recognizable, and the Jew will be able to tell if it's a full thigh. He'll know whether the gid was removed from it or not. It's very easy to see if nikur was done on it. So you're not going to fool anybody, and nobody's going to accidentally eat gid anasha when you sell the thigh to an Ovid Chavim, even if he does turn around and sell it to Yisrael. So says Gemara, ooh, we can make a deal, Shlema in Chatucha Lo, that you're allowed to sell a full thigh to an Ovid Chavim, because when he turns around and sells it to Yisrael, the Yisrael will very clearly recognize if there is or isn't a Gid Hanasha in it. But if it's already chopped up, you can't sell chopped meat of a thigh to an Ovid Chavim, apparently, because that will not be recognizable if the Gid is in there. And he'll turn around and sell it to Yisrael, and that's going to be a problem. So says, well, wait a second, what kind of place are we talking about? Are we talking about a place where they announce to the whole world every time they find a nevela or a trefa or a problem? So b'mayaskinon, ilim makom shein machrizin, if we're talking about a city that when they find a trefa, when they find a nevela, they're not machriz, that everyone should know that we have a trefa here in the slaughterhouse today, and we're going to go sell it to Ovid Chavim. And if it's a place where they're not machriz, where they don't announce it, then everybody always knows you're not allowed to buy meat from Goyim, because there's always a chance that the guy bought that meat from the kosher slaughterhouse, but it was the nevela, it was the trefa that they bought from the kosher slaughterhouse. So there's nothing to be concerned about because no Jew would ever buy anything from an Ovid Chavim in a place that's Ein Machrizim. Chatuchanami Lishtulei. You should even be able to send him a cut up piece of meat, Talasi Lemizban Minei, because no one's ever going to come to buy from him. No Jew ever buys from an Ovid Chavim in a place that's Ein Machrizin. So it must be Ella b'makom shemachrizin. It must be that we're talking about, our Mishnah is talking about a case, a place where they do a hachraza, where they announce to the world that we have a trefa today, we have a nevela today, and on a day that they didn't make such an announcement, Jews are allowed to buy meat from Ovdei Kochavim. Because what are you worried about? You're worried about the Shechit itself? All the local Shochtim are Jewish, and they're all kosher Shochtim. And you're worried about that it's a Trefa? You don't have to worry about it, because they didn't make any such announcement. And if they didn't make any such announcement, there are no Trefas that day. So since you're talking about a case where the Jewish people are allowed to buy meat from Ovdei Kochavim, so it's only a full thigh that you're allowed to send to an Ovdei Kochavim, because then the Jew knows that who's buying it from the Nachri, he could tell, he could see whether the gid was taken from it or not. But chopped up meat, it's asur to send to an Ovdei Kochavim, because the Jewish customer of that Ovdei Kochavim will think that the gid is taken out of it, and he'll eat it without removing the gid. So frak the Gemara, but shleima nami lo lishtalei, you shouldn't be allowed to send a shleima to an Ovdei Kochavim either, because the chatalei masbilei, because he can chop it up, meaning you're sending it to him shleima. Einach nami, if you were to turn around and sell the whole thigh to the Jew, you'd have no problem. The Jew would be able to see if the gid anasha is there or not. But who says he's going to turn around and sell the whole thigh to the Jew? Maybe he'll chop it up, and in that way he'll sell it to the Jew. Now the assumption over here that a makom shemachrizin, that on a day that they didn't do a hachraza, you know you can buy the food, that you don't have anything to worry about. So the Rishonim point out, well, wait a second, maybe it's yesterday's food. How do you know that this meat is fresh from today? So maybe they didn't make any announcements that they found the Vilsa Trefas today, but maybe they found yesterday or 2 days ago, and that's the meat that's being sold to me. So why is a Jew ever allowed to buy in such a place? So the Rishonim point out, before refrigeration, you knew if it was today's meat or if it was not today's meat. Today's meat was fresh, and then the other meat was not so fresh. So it was always today's meat that we're always able to tell. We see that in a number of places in this Masechta where you have to say, Bito Mecharti Yom, Ima Mecharti Yom, because everyone was using it that day, meaning if you were shechting, the day that you shechted the animal, the day that you bought the animals, the day you shechted the animals, the day you ate the animal. So Iba Yisema, so the Gemara is going to have three resolutions to this. Again, we said that you're allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim a full thigh, because even if you were to turn around and sell it to a Jew, the Jew will be able to tell the difference if a kid and usher was taken from it or not, but you're not allowed to sell chopped meat. So we said it doesn't make sense. If we're talking about a makom that there ain't machrizin, so no Jew is ever allowed to buy anything from an Ovid Chavim, and therefore you could sell the Ovid Chavim anything. It shouldn't make a difference. If we're talking about a makom shem machrizin, then we should always be concerned that he's going to chop it up and sell it to a Jew. So it says Gemara, three possible answers. And the answers can fit with the sheet with a hechitimtza where you're in a place where they are machrizin, and the answers could fit according to the opinion that ain't machrizin. One possible answer is that we're talking about a case where they are machrizin, and a Jew is therefore allowed to buy from an Ovid Chavim on a day that they didn't announce finding any nevels and trefas, and you're not allowed to send a chatucha with the gid to an Ovid Chavim because you have to be choshesh, he'll turn around and sell it to a Jew. But you are allowed to send a full thigh because it's nicker whether it's whether the gid was taken from it. We asked the kasha on that, but maybe the Ovid Chavim will go and chop it up and he'll turn around and sell it to the Jew with the gid. Chitucha Ovid Chavim made the idea. The way that a guy chops up meat is different than the way a Jew chops up meat, so he could just look at the way it's packaged and the way it's chopped. He'll be able to tell in a minute whether the guy had chopped it up. So there's no concern that a Jew that you're going to sell a Yerach Shlema to an Ovid Chavim, then the Ovid Chavim is going to chop it up and sell it to Yisrael. Every Yisrael knows what it looks like when Ovid Chavim chops up the meat, and that he has to worry about the gid in such a case. The Ibayisema's second approach is B'makom She'en Machrizin. We're talking about a case where they never announce when they find an available trefus, so no Jew is ever allowed to buy anything from an Ovid Chavim. So why then are you not allowed to sell a Yerach Chatucha to an Ovid Chavim? After all, no Jew is going to buy it from him, so what's the concern? No, the concern is maybe the Jew is going to give it to the Nachri in front of another Jew who sees you giving it to the Nachri and is going to therefore assume that it's kosher. So since it's cut up, he's going to assume that that the gid was taken from it. But if it's a Yerach Shlema, it's mutter, because even if a Jew takes it from the Nachri, he's going to take the gid out on his own because he's going to see that there's a gid anasha in there. The Rosh Yosef explains the reason the Gemara says it's a gezeira, that maybe you'll give it in front of another another Jew, as opposed to just making a rakimta, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you did give it in front of another Jew. Meaning, why are we making a gzera lest you just say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you taka gave it in front of another Jew? So he explains, because the Pashal Sasha of the Mishnah sounds like you're selling it directly, you're sending it to the Nachri directly from your house. So if you're sending it directly from your house, it's unlikely that there is another Jew there watching this transaction. But there's still makom for a gzera that lest another Jew watch a transaction. V'ibayisema, or another possible way to understand the Mishnah, is that really our Mishnah is talking about a case where ein machrizin, and therefore no Jew is ever allowed to buy meat from a guy, because you never know. There might have been nevelos and treifas on the market today, and you would never know the difference. So why are you not allowed to send a yerech hatucha to an ovid chavim? After all, no Jew is going to buy it from him. In a chinami, no Jew's going to buy it from him. That's not the problem. The problem is mishum de kaganav leledaite, a total paradigm shift in the whole sugya. This has nothing to do with how this is going to end up in the hand of a Jewish person. Jewish persons need something not kosher. This has to do with how you have to have a relationship with a non-Jew, that you're not allowed to be gonev das of the non-Jew. You're not allowed to fool him into thinking that you're giving him something that you're not. So you're giving him a yerech hatucha. He thinks you love him so much that you butcher all the meat and did everything that you needed to do for you to be able to eat this meat, and then because you love him so much, you're willing to give up this meat to him. But in reality, you can't eat this meat. It's got gilanasha in it. So you're not allowed to sell the yerech hatucha that has gilanasha in it to an ovid chavim, because he's going to think that you're being nicer to him than you actually are. And this is aligned with what Shmuel teaches us, that you're not allowed to do gnevas das, even daito shalovid chavim, you're not allowed to be gonev. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether that iser is an iser daraisa or an iser drabanan. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah points out, that it could be that gnevas das is even more serious than gnevas mamon on a certain level, because there are Rishonim that hold that gnevas mamon from lovid chavim is only an iser drabanan. Everyone holds it's aser, but only an iser drabanan. Whereas gnevas das of lovid chavim may be an iser daraisa. So on a certain level, gnevas das may be even more severe than Gnevas Mammon. So says Gemara, where did Shmuel tell us this din that you're not allowed to be Gonev Das Abrias Afil Daito Shlovit Chavim? Vada Shmuel Lav Beferish Itmar Ele Mechol Itmar. Shmuel never, came into yeshiva and said the topic of the shir today is Gnevas Das Mina Akum. No, it was never an explicit teaching. It's just based on his behavior, and based on the way we saw he behaved, we were able to figure out that he holds that this is the case. Well, because what happened? Shmuel Avaka Avar B'Mavra. Shmuel was on a boat, and he went over a river on a boat, and there was a driver of the ferry. So Amrlei L'shame, Shmuel told the Shamish, Paisei L'mabure, go give some payment, pay the ferry driver, give him a tip, give him something for taking us on this ride. So Paisei V'ikpid. So the Shamish gave something, and Shmuel got very upset at the Shamish for doing what he did. So what did he do? What did the guy give? What was so upsetting to Shmuel? So my time at Ikpid, why was Shmuel upset? So Amar Abaye, Tarnugolas Trefa Havai. The Shamish happened to have a Trefa chicken on him. The Yavinale Bimar Dishchuta. And he gave that Trefa chicken to the ferry driver, to the boat driver, with the assumption that it was a Shechted chicken, because he was a guy anyway. What difference does it make to him? So he'll eat a Trefa chicken. It's not my problem. But Shmuel was upset about this, because that's Gnevas Das. Meaning he thinks you're giving something up. You're not actually giving anything up. You're going to have to throw it out anyway. So you're giving him your garbage. You're giving us ein achinami mitzad what it's going to taste like for him, and whether he's going to have dinner tonight, it's going to be exactly the same thing, whether it's shchuta or trefa. But as far as the relationship is concerned, that he thinks you're giving something up that you otherwise could have had. So that's a gnevas das. L'chora, this happens all the time, right? You get some non-kosher gift from a client. So what do you do? Re-gift it to a guy. To another, so if he thinks that it's something that you're allowed to eat, so l'chora, that's a real problem of gnevas das to flip it and give it to somebody else. So that's the shaila about non-kosher wine. Sometimes people get a nice bottle of wine from a client, so you Google it right away to see what it costs, because you want to know how appreciative you should be. And then there's a machlokas haposkim if you're allowed to re-gift it. Is that called that you're getting hana from the yain? But let's assume you are allowed to re-gift it, but it could be that when you re-gift it, you have to say, I'm sorry, it's not kosher, and someone gave it to me, and I saw that it's a great bottle, so I figured I'd give it to you. Meaning that you could say it in a nice way, but it might be a Gnevis Das issue. Rava Amar Anpika Amar Lelashkri. Rava says, no, there was a revius look of yayin, of undiluted wine, that Shmuel told his shamash to give the Bala Svina, and Ashke Chab Mezika, and instead he gave him diluted wine. So he was Gnevis Das of the Bala Svina, because he thought he was giving him undiluted wine, which can go a lot further and is a lot stronger and is a lot better. So Shmuel was upset at Hashemesh for that. Now the Ritva raises the following problem. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa that tells us that there are two reasons that you're not allowed to sell nevelos treifos tovim chavim. One of them is that it's gnevis das, that you're fooling him into thinking that you're giving him something, and you're not. It's nevelos treifos, something that you have no use for anyway. So the Ritva's kasha is, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Meaning we give Shmuel all this credit that Shmuel taught us this din, that it's also ligon of das habrios hafilu das ovid chavim. It's a brisa. We're going to have a beferish of brisa like this. So the Ritva writes that from the brisa we learn that the issue of gnevis das is shayich by a mechira, that since the nachri is giving you money for what he's getting, so it's not right for you to, you know, give the impression that you're giving up a lot more. But we still don't know that there's an Isra of Gnevis Das by a Matana. From Shmuel we learn that there's an Isra of Gnevis Das by a Matana, because this was a tip for the ferry Mestama. They had to pay a fare, right? But this was a tip for the ferry driver that wasn't required of them. So that's the additional chiddish of Shmuel. So says Mar V'chi M'chalamai. Okay, so Shmuel didn't say it beferish in his shir in the base medrash. We know it from this Maisa with him and his shamish and the ferry driver. So what? It's still the same halacha. So what difference does it make that Shmuel never taught it beferish? So answer Gemara, if we would have heard it beferish from Shmuel, there's no pickbook. There's nothing to take issue with. It would be aser to be Gnevis Das. But once you're telling me it's based on this Maisa, not so pashut that this Maisa is about Gnevis Das. If what happened was that he gave him a treifa chicken, so my tasha yisura. Maybe the reason Shmuel got upset at the shamish is not because of Gnevis Das. Maybe he got upset at the shamish. So what are you walking around with treifa chickens for? When you have a treifa chicken, you're supposed to throw it out. What do you think? It's ki'ilu. You think you might eat it one day? Meaning it's going to cause a michshol to walk around with a treifa chicken in your day. And some kuf yudzayin shulchan aruch passes this way, that if you have a treifa chicken, get rid of it immediately. You're not supposed to keep treifa chickens around. L'mandi amar anpika amar le'lashkuye. And according to the opinion that it was about the diluted wine and the undiluted wine, anpika chaya mashma, anpika sounds like it means undiluted wine. So he's being mevaza his kavod, because Shmuel told him, I told you to give him anpika, and you gave him something else. Meaning anpika means undiluted wine, and you gave him something else. So you didn't follow my instructions, and that's why he was upset at him. So it's not necessarily about Gnevis Das. So if it's mechlala, and if it wasn't beferish. Once we're on topic of Gnevis Das, Tanya, the Brisa, tells us, you shouldn't keep bothering a person to eat by you and to invite him over and over again to eat by you, and when you know that he doesn't eat by other people's homes. So you know that a guy doesn't mish, so every Pesach you offer an invitation, and you know he's never going to take up the invitation because he doesn't do that. But it's a way of you indicating to him that that you're a good friend of his, but you're not really. You have no intention whatsoever of hosting him. That's how Rashi says that it's going to cause him to think that you really want him to, and he'll be machzik tova to you for the invitation. The Teferis Yaakov writes that from Rashi it sounds that the issue is only when you bother him a lot. But if you once or twice you ask him, you invite him over, that's not really an issue, even if you're not so interested in having the guy over. And the Achronim explained, because that's just derech kavod. It's just, someone new moves into the neighborhood or something. So, a token invitation or something like that is just a derech kavod. But ask him over and over again when you know that he's not going to come, that's already a Gnevis Das. You shouldn't keep on giving him matanos when you know that he's not going to accept any matanos, because that's also Gnevis Das, because you know that you're not going to have to give anything up, and it makes it look like you're trying to give him all these sorts of gifts. And a third example, you shouldn't open up brand new barrels of wine that are already sold to a chenveni, because normally they would seal the barrels of wine so that that they could preserve it for a long time and preserve the strength of the wine. But if you have a guest and you're opening up a new bottle or a new barrel rather, and you're only using a little bit of the wine, so that you're giving up a lot for this guy. You're giving up a lot for the guest because you're taking the freshness out of the whole rest of the barrel. When are you going to drink the whole barrel of wine? So likely a lot of it is going to end up being poured down the drain or end up not being as good. But your case is you already sold the rest to a chenveni, so all of it is leaving your possession now anyway. You have it, whatever doesn't get drunk is getting sold. It's already you have where to go. You have an address for it to go. So the guy thinks you're opening up this barrel for him and that you're taking this risk of this whole barrel because you want to be mechabit him so much. He doesn't realize that you're not giving anything up. So you have to let him know. And fourth case, you're not allowed to take an empty oil jug and tell someone, here, go do sicha here. You can anoint yourself with this oil because you know that he's not going to do it and there's really nothing, no oil in the jug. Anyway, you have no intention of giving him anything. But if you do it as a way of being mechabit him, then it's going to be mutter. So Eini says the Gemara, is this really true? Meaning the Gemara asks on that which the Brisa says that you're not allowed to open up the chavis that's sold to a chenveni, the barrel of wine. Is that really true? Ula ikla lebe Rav Yehuda. Ula went to Rav Yehuda's house and pasach lo chavios hamechuros lechenveni, and Rav Yehuda opened up barrels that were sold to a chenveni. How was he allowed to do that? Didn't the Brisa say that you're not allowed to open up barrels that are sold to a chenveni because it's genevis das? Sansa's Gemara. No, there was a way out. Odue ode. He told him. He said, I have these barrels sold to a chenveni. We might as well enjoy the good wine before we get rid of the rest of it. So we let it be known. You don't have to do it in a way that's mean. You could tell them in a way in advance where a person goes to visit somebody in a hospital, and you notice when you're in the hospital, there's someone else that's an acquaintance of yours that's on the same floor. So you never would have slept all the way to the hospital to the to that person. So when you come into the room, the first words out of your mouth, my good friend is here. I figured I saw you here too. I figured I'd come by and visit you also. They're not going to be insulted when you say that, but if you come in and you give the impression that you came all the way for them, then that's a violation of Gnevas Das. Sometimes he's going to Das Atzmo. You have a bracelet on your hand that says baby boy on it, and you say, I get a mazel tov, and the guy keeps saying, you came all the way from me, I got a bracelet, so then he's going to, then it's that's the Gemara's exception that we're going to have later in the daf, that if he's going to leave his own das, that's not your problem. Another answer is that Ula was so beloved to Rav Yehuda, it wasn't Gnevas Das because he would have done it. It happens to be that he had sold it to a chenveni, but even had he not sold it to a chenveni, he loved him so much, he actually would have opened that barrel for him. So, sometimes you have like that. I had like that once. I had to drive to a wedding in Lakewood or something like that, and once I was there, there was Nichum Avelim, but it was someone that I was very close with. So the person said, you came all this way to be Menachem Avelim just for me? So I didn't have to tell him anything. I did. I said, I was here for a wedding anyway, but I would have come all this way, for you, because sometimes you would have, and then it's not a violation of Gnevas Das. You shouldn't come to a Beis Avel with a small jug of wine because he thinks that you're bringing him a full thing of wine and you're being Gnevas Das. They would bring wine to Beis Avel. That Avelim drink wine. That's a funny sheet of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav holds that on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to drink wine or eat bas. That's the din. The minhag is we start already from Rosh Chodesh Av, but the din of the Gemara is the last meal in Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because that's klapei aninus. That corresponds to aninus. Tisha B'Av itself corresponds to Avelus of Shiva. So the Brisker Rav holds that if a person is not fasting on Tisha B'Av because he's a chola, and he has to have wine one time or the other, better to drink the wine on Tisha B'Av than to drink the wine on Erev Tisha B'Av, because an onin is also basav yayin, and the avel is it's dafka an Indian that an avel drinks yayin. So anyway, so you bring yayin to a beis avel. It looks like it's a full bottle, but it's not. And also don't fill it with water, because that also fools him. He thinks that it's wine. But if there are chaburos of people that are that are going to see how much chashivas you're giving this guy, so then it's mutter, because it makes it look like you're giving him a lot of chashivas, so it's worth it for him that his stature is raised. If you're selling shoes, don't give the guy the impression that this shoe was from an animal that was shechted, when really it was from an animal that died of some sort of disease. One is that it's kneves das, because apparently the leather is not as good when it's the leather of a healthy animal that was shechted is stronger than the leather of an animal that died of disease. The other is that it could be dangerous, that we don't know why this animal died, and maybe there's something in that leather that's going to harm the person's feet, so that's also a dangerous thing. You shouldn't send a barrel full of wine with a little bit of oil on the mouth of the barrel, because the person is going to think the whole thing is full of oil, so he's going to invite a bunch of guests to enjoy the oil together, and then when it turns out that it's full of yayin, he's going to be humiliated, and because he's humiliated, he might commit suicide. The Rambam says a little bit differently. He must have had a different girsa, that the chashash is that you can send him yayin with shemen tzafalpia, that a different time, a different chaver is going to send the chavis malaya shemen, and he's going to think that just like the first one had it full with wine, that this one's also full with wine, and therefore he's going to invite a whole bunch of guests to drink wine with him, and it's going to turn out that there's only going to be oil in it. So whereas Rashi understands that, no, it's at this time, he's going to invite everyone to have oil with him. So the Rambam must have been bothered, who invites people to have oil with them? Meaning you invite people to have yayin, whereas Rashi understands oil is more expensive than yayin. So it is a certain chashivas of oil. Anyway, Maisa Be'echad, why are we concerned that the guy's going to commit suicide because he's embarrassed? What a crazy concern that is. No, because it happened once. Maisa Be'echad, Sheshigul Chaveru Chavashal Yayin, V'shem and Tzaf Alpia. Someone sent a barrel of wine with a little bit of oil on the top of the barrel. V'halach V'zimin Ela Orchid, and he invited all these guests. V'nichnasu, and they all came into his house. Matzah Shishal Yayin, and turned out that it was wine in there. V'chanach Hasatzmo. So the guy was so embarrassed, he killed himself. V'ein Orchid Rashal Litein Mima Shal Lefneim Lubino Lubito Shal Balabais. Once we're talking about embarrassing the balabais, if you're a guest at someone's house, don't take the food that was offered to you and share it with the children of the balabais. Elam ke not rishus mi balabais, unless the balabais gave you rishus to do so. Ma'isa bechad shazimin shal shorchem b'shnei batzores v'yololaniach lefneim elas shalosh beitzim. One time, a guy invited three guests during years of famine, and all he had in his house was three kibbetzim of bread. So he gave each one a kibbetzim of bread just so they could have something to eat. But that's all he had. Cute little kid of the balabais comes, so one of them takes his kibbetz of bread and gives it to the kid. Vasheni, and then the second guy gave his kibbetz of bread to the kid. Vashlishi, and sort of vchein shlishi, and the third guy gave his as well. So the father of the kid comes and he sees he's got one kibbetz of bread in his mouth, one in each hand, and he's fressing away. So chavato bekarko meis, he slammed the kid down to the ground and he killed him. So kivin shrasa ima, when the mother saw her son had died, also the gag v'nafal mesa, she committed suicide. The anguish and the pain of having seen her son die, and because he was in so much sorrow, that what did he do? What did he do to his child? What did he do to his wife? Afu alil gag v'nafal mesa. He also went and committed suicide. So Amar Rabbi Zvi Yaakov al davrzeh nergu shalosh nefashos miYisrael. That because of causing someone else embarrassment, that he wasn't going to have food to provide for his guests. So three nefashos were taken from Yisrael. I don't know if you're supposed to take these stories literally, but the Gemara is trying to say it's a big deal to embarrass somebody. That if someone is a host and he's trying his best and he's trying to, so it's a very big deal to embarrass the person into making them feel like that what they have is inadequate for their guests. So okay. So Maika Mashmalan. What's he being mechadish more than the maisa itself? Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Ooh, al davrzeh nergu shalosh nefashos miYisrael." We got that from the maisa. What's he adding to the maisa? So, dekula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's telling us that the entire member of the brisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's the one that was mechadish that you're not allowed to give. Meaning that the chiddush is that he's the one that taught us that when you're a guest, you're not allowed to give the food that your host gives you to the children children of the host without the host's permission. If you send a full thigh to somebody else, you don't need to take the Giranasha out of it. The Mekabel will take the Giranasha out of it. But Chatucha, if you sell him chopped meat or cut up pieces of meat, you need to take the Giranasha out of it, because otherwise he's going to think you already did, and it's going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver. And if you're selling it to you're sending it to an Ovid Chavim, Bein Chatucha Bein Shleima, there's no Lifnei Iver, because the Ovid Chavim is allowed to eat Giranasha. So whether you're selling it whole or whether you're selling it chopped up, it's perfectly fine. That's one halach in the Braisa. Another din in the Braisa. There are two reasons you're not supposed to sell Nevelos Shevus Ovid Chavim. One is that it's a Gnevus Das, because the Ovid Chavim thinks you're selling him food that you could have otherwise eaten, when you're really sending him things that you have no use for. The other concern is that he might turn around and sell it to a Jew on the premise that it's kosher, and the Jew's not going to realize that it's really nevelos and treifas, and he's going to come to eat it. A third din in the Braisa. V'lo yomar adam lovid chavim kachli bediner ze basar. Don't send an ovid chavim with money to buy you meat with that money. M'nei shnei dvarim, for two reasons. Echon mea nasin. One is the ovid chavim might be able to figure out a way to rob the store and get you the meat and pocket the money. So that's no good. And second is, if an Ovid Chavim walks into his store, even though he's walking into a Jewish store, the Jewish person may sell him Nevelos HaTreifos, because it's an Ovid Chavim that's buying it. So you don't want the Ovid Chavim to be your shliach to buy it. Now, but didn't we say that you're not allowed to sell Nevelos HaTreifos to an Ovid Chavim because Mateu, and because of, you know, that it's Gnevas Das? So what are we worried about? That the Ovid Chavim is going to go into a Jewish store and the Jewish storekeeper is going to violate the halacha and sell him nevelos and treifos? So Tosus writes over here that the chashash is not that he's going to sell him nevelo b'torah shchuta. The chashash is that he's going to tell him beferish that, oh, here are some nevelos and treifos, and you could have them. And the Ovid Chavim is not going to report that back to the Yisrael who he's buying the meat on behalf of. So the Yisrael will do nothing wrong. The Ovid Chavim will be the one that's doing something wrong, and that's what we have to be choshesh for. Okay, Amar Mar. So going back to this brisa, we have an inconsistency in this brisa that needs to be addressed, and we're going to have three ways of addressing the inconsistency. So Amar Mar, the Braisa says, Ubav Chav Ben Shleim Ben Chatucha Ein Tzarech Lita Lemena Giranasha, that when you send a meat to an Ovid Chavim, whether it's a full piece of meat, whether it's cut up, you don't have to take the Giranasha out of it. Well, B'maya Skinan, what exactly is the case? Meaning, what type of place is this? Ilem B'makom Shemach Rizin, if it's kind of place where whenever they have a trefer and a vela in the Shachtais, they always announce it, so everyone knows not to buy on that day, and therefore on a day that there were no announcements, Jewish people will buy things from Ovdei Chavim, Chatucha Mayinu Tzarech Lita Lemena Giranasha. Then why, when you send the Chatucha to an Ovdei Chavim, do you not need to take out the Giranasha? A Jew might buy it from him. If it's a place where they announce when there's a problem, and there was no announcement today, so then a Jew might come to buy it from him. El Pshita B'makom She'ein Machrizin. No, it must be, we're talking about a place where they don't make any such announcements, and therefore no Jew ever buys from a guy, and that's why you're allowed to send whatever you want to the guy, because no Jew's going to buy it anyway. Fine, that's that part of the brisa. But then Eimu Mitziyasa, the middle part of the brisa, goes on to say, Mipnei Shnei Dvarim Amrein Mochon Nevelos Shtreves Tov L'Chavim. There are two reasons not to sell Nevelos Shtreves Tov L'Chavim. Echon Mnei Shemateu. One is because it's Knevus Das, Ve'echon Shemiyaksu Vim Kranu Yisrael Acher. And the other is that he might sell it to another Jew. V'ibu Makom Shem Machrizin. But if it's in a case where they're not Machriz, Halo Asinu L'Mizban Minei. No Jew is going to buy it from him, because no Jew ever buys anything in a place that's ain't Machrizin. Ela Pshita B'makom Shemachrizin. That case must be talking about a place where they do announce, and therefore on a day that no announcement was made, a Jew is going to come to buy it from him. So that's where you're not allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim, unless the Jew come to buy from him. So Ema Seifa, but then you read the Seifa, and it says, Lo Yomar Adam Lo V'Chavim Kachli B'dinu Zabasim Nei Shnei Dvarim, that you can't send a guy to buy meat for you for two reasons. Echem Ne'an Nasin, one because he might rob the meat and take the money from himself. And second, they might sell him the veils and treifas. If it's a case where they always announce, if you're in a place where they always announce when there's an Avela or a Trefa, so Isa to have a Trefa, Chruzi have a Machruzi. If there was a Trefa that day, they would have announced it. So what are you worried that there's going to be a Trefa that's sold to the guy and is going to bring it back to you? There was no announcement. There's no Trefa. El Pshita Makam Shein Machrizin. That must be talking about in a place where there ain't Machrizin. So when it all shakes out, Reisha V'Seifa B'Makam Shein Machrizin, U'Mitzias Makam Shein Machrizin, you have a Brisa that gives three cases. Case number one is a case that's ain machrizin. Case number two is machrizin. Case number three is ain machrizin. Just goes back and forth, talking about switching the assumption. So that's hard to imagine. So three ways to resolve this. Number one, Amar Rabbi in Reish of Seif Makom Shem Machrizin Mitzias Makom Shem Machrizin. Yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. Now it happens to me this is somewhat unusual because in the Mitzias is Makom Shem Machrizin, but even had it been a Makom Shein Machrizin, it would still wouldn't be mutter to sell Nevelos and Trefos to Novid Chavim. It's just that there would only be one Isser. It would only be Gnevas Das. You wouldn't have the second Isser of Shema Yavu Yisrael Achar V'Yikachena Mena'akum. Right? I mean, because the Mitziyasa gave Mipnei Shnei Dvarim Amru Ein Machar Nevelos and Trefos Novid Chavim. So you would just have one of the two. You wouldn't have both of the Yisurim. So it's even more shver that the Braisa would dafka switch from Makom Shemachrizin to Makom Shemachrizin. It could have just as easily said that the whole case is Makom She'ein Machrizin, and the Mitziyasa still would have been the same din. It just would have been for one less reason. So, but that's Abaye's answer. Rava Amar Kulab Makom She'machrizin. All the cases are Makom She'machrizin. Reisha V'Seifa She'achrizu. And the case of the Reisha and the Seifa, it's a case where they actually did make an announcement that day that there's Nevelos and Trefos on the market, and therefore the butcher could send a Yerech Hatucha without taking the git out of it, because you don't have to worry that the Jew is going to buy it from him because they made an announcement today. And Yisrael can't tell the Nachri, go buy me meat, because there's an announcement, there's Tref meat on the market. And Mitziyasa Shloach Rizu, and the Mitziyasa is talking about it on a day where they didn't make it. So they're all talking about a place where they make announcements when there's a problem. But in the Reisha and the Seifa, there actually was an announcement, so there was a problem. And in the Mitziyasa, there was no announcement that day, so there was no treif meat on the market that day. Rav Ashi Amar Kulam Makom She'ein Machrizin, that the entire Brisa is talking about a case where they do not make an announcement. And therefore, you're never allowed to buy from an Ovid Chavim. So the Reisha, the Torah, the Reisha allows you to send a Yerech Hatucha, because you don't have to worry that a Jew is going to buy it. The Sefer does not allow you to send a guy to buy meat from you, because he might come back with the Veils and Trefas. And the Mitziyasa, the reason the Braisa in the middle din doesn't allow selling the Veils and Trefas to Ovid Chavim, even though in the Makom Shein Machrizin there's no concern that a Jew is going to turn around and buy it from him, is Gzeir Shami because we're afraid the Ovid Chavim is going to sell it in front of Yisrael, and he's going to think that it's kosher and meat, when in reality it's not. And how do they do this hachraza? So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Nafal Bishra L'Bnei Chela, we have meat that belongs to, that should go, that's only rotwi for Ovid Chavim. That's what they would say. Why don't they just say more explicitly that we have trefa meat that should go to Ovid Chavim? Lo Zavni, because then the guy aren't going to buy it. But if you don't say that it's treifa, isn't that Kenevis Das? No, in the Tukumatiya Nafshayu. When we say that we have special meat for Goyim, what do they think you mean? Meaning, if they don't realize that it's a meat that you're not able to eat because it's treifa, then it's their problem. One time, he went from Sichra to Bemechuza, and Rav and Rav Safra were coming the other way. Pagua Adadi, they ran into each other. Who suffered Lapehu Dukasu? He thought he was coming to greet him. You didn't have to be matriarch yourself. Come all this way to greet me. Said, listen, we didn't know you were coming. But by the way, had we known, we would have done it anyway. We would have gone even further. Why did you tell him that? It upset him, meaning disappointed him that we didn't come out for him. He said, because I didn't want to do Gnevas Das. So I didn't want to violate Gnevas Das. I figured we had to tell him. So Rava said back to him, no, you didn't have to tell him. He's being mat himself, because we didn't tell him that we came to greet him. He came, he decided to make that assumption on his own. It's not such a reasonable assumption or an obvious assumption, and therefore it's not a violation of Gnevis Das. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up on the bottom line of the top.